The White House made what appeared to be a major policy shift this week. The administration let it be known it would handle suspected terrorists in U.S. custody in accord with the Geneva Convention's guarantee of humane treatment. But President Bush did not announce this position, and some administration officials said it was not a change of policy. NPR's David Green reports that the resulting confusion may not have been an accident.
You might think that the more important an issue gets, the more important it is that the president have a clear position on it. But the only thing clear about the White House policy on detainee treatment this week was that it's a work in progress. On Tuesday, Press Secretary Tony Snow was asked to confirm a memo drafted by Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England. It ordered the military to comply with Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Snow's answer, what you've got is a report on a memo that Mr. England has, as I understand it, and I'm not sure we can double check on it, has been circulated in draft form. Most of the news media, including NPR, took that as confirmation.
In a major change of policy, the Bush administration said today that all detainees in U.S. military custody, including those held at Guantanamo Bay, are entitled to protections under the Geneva Conventions.
Mr. Bush was about to leave for a summit meeting of the 8 leading industrial powers to be held in Europe, where there's long been outrage about his views on detainee rights. On Tuesday night, White House officials spoke to a few reporters, emphasizing what was new in the White House position and suggesting it applied not just to military detainees, but those held by U.S. intelligence agencies. So on Wednesday morning, as the president stepped onto Air Force One, the New York Times headline told the world, White House says terror detainees hold basic rights. That may have been a signal to one audience, but it was not the script being followed by Justice and Defense Department witnesses appearing on Capitol Hill the same day. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Stephen Bradbury of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel said applying Geneva Conventions in the war on terror could lead to charges against U.S. forces overseas.
The application of Common Article 3 will create a degree of uncertainty for those who fight to defend us from terrorist attack.
That message was welcomed by conservatives on the House panel, who saw last month's Supreme Court ruling on rights of detainees as a cue to Congress to back the president. Here's Republican Candace Miller of Michigan.
Perhaps this could be very easily handled, that we actually just ratify what the executive branch and the DOD has done and move on.
But that is not the only viewpoint in Congress. Two Senate committees this week also held hearings prompted by the Supreme Court ruling that suspected terrorists had to be treated as prisoners of war or tried in a manner approved by Congress. And at those hearings, the viewpoints of military lawyers and other government witnesses supported Geneva standards. The White House itself seemed in no hurry to resolve the contradictions. Gerald Manheim, a George Washington University professor who studies political communication, said this is classic behavior when a White House finds itself on the defensive.
The issues are starting to close in on the administration, reducing its freedom of action.
In such a moment, Manheim said, the White House avoids broad statements in favor of some tactical muddling.
If you're going to be going off to Europe and dealing with some allies who have some reasons to support the U.S. policy and other reasons in history of not supporting that policy, then you want to make it look as if you are maximally flexible. On the other hand, for domestic consumption, you don't want to look as if you're caving into the Europeans. So what you do is you employ mixed messages and ambiguous messages so that each audience is free to impose its own understanding of what you're saying.
Congress expects to write new rules for the treatment of detainees and send a bill to the president this fall. At that point, silence in the crosswinds will not be enough, and the complex problem of applying Geneva to the war on terror will be reduced to a single decision, to sign the bill or veto it. David Green, NPR News, The White House.